Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality. Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, you are tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. We're so glad that you are letting us join you in your home, in your bed, maybe. You're listening. This is waking you up. In your car, on your way to your amazing day today.
First cup of coffee.
Your first cup of tea, right? Cappuccino. I don't know. Anyways, we are so glad. We are the brighter side of the 805 and the brighter side of life. I'm Kim. I'm here with
Jennifer. Good morning, everybody.
Yep. And again, we are the brighter side. We've got lots and lots of things that we're giving away, and we're going to find out a little bit more about that. Of course, we're going to be talking with Lisa Ferraro, and she is a soulful jazz vocalist who uses the power of music to transform and inspire people across the globe. I met her personally. I heard her. I heard her story, and I'm so glad to bring her on to share with all of my listeners. Also, Matthew Shuey is going to be coming in the studio today. He's going to be talking about the Crusher series. That's a Wet and Wild Adventure Run. And again,
I want to hear all about that. I want to hear what that entails.
Yeah, so there you go. Anyways, I do want to give out our phone number, 805-419-0008. I do want to do a little shout out to Jim Magnuson and James Rojo. They were the winners of the Oxnard Salsa Festival. And actually, we had more people on Facebook that have won. We are giving away tons of stuff on Facebook. And we do want you to follow us there, Facebook, Twitter, and like our show on there. Also, vote for us at the AVC Reporter.
You have till July 31st, so get online and vote for the Kim Pagano Show.
There you go. Also, make sure you get one of your newsletters because we have a lot of different things on there that we're talking about and that we're helping promote, and you kind of just find out a little bit about everything. Also, 805 Plus pageant is this weekend, tonight, and definitely if you haven't already got your tickets, we'd love you to go and support that. Such a great event, and it's their second.
And they have a red carpet arrival, so you can really get the experience with your kids. That's really fun.
There you go. All right. Well, Tom, you want to talk about all of our giveaways?
Let's go to the restaurants first, and we do have Pete's Breakfast House, a gift card for there. Also at Paul Martin's, $25 to enjoy Paul Martin's, $25 at Lures Fish House. We have BJ's Restaurant at $25. We continue with the Lazy Dog Cafe, $25. Famous Dave's is $25, and then we have the Midtown Cafe. You can stop by for lunch with a $15 gift card and a free kids meal at one of our favorites, and that's at The Habit. For comedy, we do have at the Westlake Village Twin presenting Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night featuring Jason Love, August 5th through the 16th. That rolls along with the Ventura County Fair. Lots of great concerts, the fun, the food, the rides, and the exhibit. Really, really fun to go to the Ventura County Fair. We'll give out tickets to that. Wings Over Camarillo, the air show. We have admission tickets for August 22nd and 23rd. And finally, three great concerts. Pat Benatar with her husband, excellent guitar player Neil Giraldo. And we have Chris Isaac on August 13th. And then how about September 25th for the one, the only, the Beach Boys.
There you go. Also, I've got a couple tickets left to Oklahoma. And if somebody calls in right now, 805-419-0008, I've got tickets for you. And that's how this show works. We love to give back. So let's bring our first guest on. And of course, I always like to start our show with a little bit of motivation. You are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. And again, you have tuned into the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And Lisa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Kim.
How are you?
I am doing so well. It's great to hear your voice. And thank you for the work you're doing in the world. It's
thank you. And thank you so much for the work you're doing, too. I do want to do a little shout out to all the Center of Spiritual Centers, because they always have amazing guests there. And that's how I met you.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself for my listeners who are just learning about you.
Well, it's interesting as I'm at a time in my life where I'm starting to synthesize all the things that I'm passionate about that have spoken through the language of my heart for the past couple decades, and really excited about the music that's coming out and the way we're getting opportunities to travel. We're doing a European New Thought Conference, I believe for Geneva, on the 31st.
Wow.
And I'm very excited that this message is spreading all over the world, just awakening the hearts of people just to be who they really are, and it's a really exciting time.
So what is it that, you know, what is your meaningful shift that you're taking? Give us an example.
Well, I think more trying to lead an interiorized life, like that kind of consciousness, like recognizing that the deeper I can go in, the more I can create the world of beauty that I see. And that doesn't mean it's without challenges. It's the challenges that kind of sharpen the focus, I think. So not that you're in pursuit of challenges either, but when they come up, it's just a way of sharpening the tools that you have to keep moving through it and allowing that expanded state of consciousness to guide me. So it's coming through in more music. I'm in the process of writing a book.
Do you not already have a book? What was the book that you were, was it a kid's book or was it a...
Yeah, the book that was on the table was illustrated and penned by Erika Luckett, who is my duo partner in the Centers for Spiritual Living. And it was a little book of insight coloring book, which is available on our website. And she had given a commencement speech, and then she just kind of solidified it into a book with some illustrations for people to color and contemplate. And that's part of our Pranavasonic Universal line of things. Just you can play and be contemplative at the same time. You're working on it.
Lisa, yeah. Why are you so passionate about living a creative life? Why is it so important?
To me, when I get the opportunities to do facilitating retreats and for corporations and individual, you know, working environments, smaller companies, the thing that I get most interested in is recognizing that when we are creating, we are most like the creator. And so we can engage more in a co-creative process at all times. And so I think some people think that creative means if you can write music or you can paint or draw. And it's not limited to those things. We can be creative when we're doing anything, just a new way of putting food on your plate. just to dress it up a little. Just, does this look great? And just fun things like that. You can be creative with numbers. We see people do it all the time. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Nils. Continue, yeah. Lisa.
I think the more we tap into the self-mastery aspect of ourselves through creativity, we keep the options open. It's kind of like continuing to find the third way so that it's not this way or that way. But look for the third way, and you step into a whole new world of opportunity.
I think when you're creative as well, like you said, it can be lots of different things. Maybe you're not a scrapbooker, or maybe you're not a painter. But I do think when you're creative, I am not a good painter. I'm not a good artist, but I love to can. And that, to some extent, is being creative and creating something different. And I have blueberries in my refrigerator that I'm so excited to make blueberry jam with. And then I have I always have like a few projects I'm waiting to. I love spray paint. Like, so I've got a few things I want to spray paint. And I do think it takes you to a place where your mind sort of clears out and you're not thinking about your phone. You can, I mean, I have to make sure when my kids were little that I remembered they were there, because you really check out and you get so into what you're doing, but it gives you a renewed sense of self and energy when you're finished.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what she's talking about right there. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us and tuning in with us that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'm Kim, Jennifer, Tom, and we're talking with Lisa Ferraro. We're talking about living a creative life. And, you know, it's interesting. We've been talking about living a happy life. Now we're talking about living a creative life. We are all our own producers. You know, we wake up in the morning and it's basically a clean slate. And how do you paint your picture? Do you paint it, you know, do you want it to be happy? Do you want it to be fulfilled? Do you want it to be, you know, your individual story? What is it? How are you painting your picture? And I really think, Lisa, that's kind of what you're talking about, correct?
Yes, it is. And it's the more you listen to what's coming from the inside. So, for example, like a part of my routine in the morning, I'll wake up and get my tea situation set up, and then I will journal for a little while, just kind of automatic writing, just write whatever spills out. And then
have to ask you this, okay, because I do some journaling. I do a lot of journaling, and I do a lot of blogging, and sometimes I'm just empty inside. And I'm like, what the heck? I can't fit, you know, and I'm like just sitting there and I know my life isn't empty. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'll be like, okay, I'll just sit for a second. And then all of a sudden it's like, you know, I want to say you just throw up on the paper. It just blah, 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 you know? Yeah. And is that the same for you?
Yeah. Sometimes it doesn't happen. And I've got such interesting things to say. And that's the whole point of it. It's kind of like you've gone past the point of emptying what's in the front. And I might, if I have a day like that, Kim, I'll just say, wow, I'm really quiet today. You know, isn't this cool? Or I just keep it going. And then, well, what most wants to come forth that I might not have let come forth earlier? I might ask myself a little question like that. And what I find is throughout the day, talking about creative things, I'll get answers to it. Like this big cosmic field, whatever we want to call that thing. It's definitely there, and it's definitely responses to the most subtle vibration of thought we can put out to it. It responds. I'll give you a really fun example. I was thinking about cars the other day, and I started to think about a Mercedes-Benz that the first time I saw one was in a parking lot of the school that I grew up in. And I hadn't thought about it in a long time, and I thought, I wonder what year that one would have been, what model that was, because I thought it was very interesting. Well, later that afternoon, and it was just a passing thought. It's not like I visualized with any degree of intensity, and I didn't put it in a pink bubble, or I didn't do anything. I just kind of recognized I had this silly little thought. And later that afternoon, I looked out the front window, and there was the car parked across the street, the same one I was just had a passing thought about.
You know, I always say, like, be careful what you think.
Right.
Yeah. Be careful what you think about, right?
Well, be careful what you think about, but it was like a whimsical little playful thought that wasn't like a work thought. It wasn't work. It just floated up from my heart. It was just a little passing fancy, if you will, right? And I still didn't know what year it was, and I thought, there's that car, but I wonder what year it is. And the man who owned it was doing something on the car, And another car pulls up and stops and said, I hear him say, what a beautiful car. Now, what year is that?
Oh, how said, funny. Oh.
That's funny. I always think it, of, go ahead, sorry. Yeah.
No, that's it.
You know what? We need to take a really quick break. When we come back, Lisa, you know, what inspired me was your baseball story.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you have, I'm sure you have lots of stories like that. But I do want to, you know, it's all about really creating your best life. And,
right.
and I really heard that loud and clear that you went after what you wanted in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you continue to do that. And I think that that is really, I want to really bring that out in our next, you know, when we're talking right now about our, for our listeners, because we all sometimes think we don't deserve it or we don't think that, you know, and that's what we're putting out there to the universe. We know we deserve it. We need to feel that we are so worthy of it and have our list of what's next in line for our life. And
right.
so can you stay with us?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we've got tickets for you. How about Pat Benatar and Neil Gerardo, her husband? They are over at the Civic Arts Plaza. That's August 7th. And we've got tickets for you. Give us a call at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I know you want to say something.
I do. I want to remind everybody, Mission Oaks Cafe is a great place to head for dinner tonight. If you are at the Salsa Festival, you can go afterwards or anytime. They have a special menu going on for the summer. They have Tamale Tuesdays, Build-A-Burger, Ribeye Fridays.
Ooh, it's
so good.
They
have live music all weekend. Definitely check them out. Make them part of your scheduled routine for dinner. And you can check out their website at missionoakscafe.com or make a reservation at 805-482-1022. They have a great menu and they have a lot of great live entertainment.
There you go. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're talking with Lisa Ferrara, Living a Creative Life. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I hope that you are starting your day in a positive way. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I do want to make sure that you're following us on Facebook and Twitter. We are giving away tickets there. That is to the Ventura County Fair. That's August 5th through the 16th. But I've actually got a couple pairs right now, and I would love to get those in your hands. Give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That's the Ventura County Fair. And there's so many great days. We've got the Dollar Day. We've got the Feed the Need Food Drive. We've got the Youth Day. We got Seniors and Persons with Disabilities Day. We got 3 days. A 3 Before 3 Day, and then the Military Appreciation Day. And, of course, Jennifer brought it to my attention. The Carnival Risk Days are Thursday, August 6th and August 10th, Monday. And then, of course, Tuesday, August 11th, and then Thursday, August 13th. And, I mean, there's going
to
be some amazing...
I love the wristband days because you can take your kids and they get the wristband. And you have to buy the wristband, but then you're not constantly doling out tickets.
I know.
You
just go. It's not, Mom, I need more money.
Exactly.
I need more money, right?
And you're still spending the same amount probably, but
yeah,
it's easier.
But I'm telling you, you know, I'm into motorsports. Okay, so Wednesday, August 5th starts the motorsports. And there is an extra ticket required for that. But, oh, my God, that's going to be fun. And then Huey Lewis. I mean, there's so many.
Oh, yeah. Is it
B-52?
Leanne Rimes?
Yeah. You gotta go check this out. Kevin Costner and the Modern West. How about that?
Oh,
I mean,
funny.
Yeah. I know. Anyways, we've got tickets for you right here. And again, call us right now at 805-419-0008. Also, we're talking with Lisa Ferrari right now. We're talking about living a creative life. And Lisa, we were talking about really going out for what you believe in and what you want in your life. And so many of us kind of, we short ourselves, right?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I think when you heard me speaking, I was talking about the name of my book that'll be coming out is called Causishness. And it's from living from cause rather than effect. Yeah, not allowing the limitations that you see in front of you have an effect on you that leaves you where you are. Just rise above it and see that you actually have, from the magnetic strength of your heart, you can make the imprint that you would most like to have happen in your life. And another way I used to say that is I call it your all your might thinking. So I gave a simple little illustration of a passing thought. Once you're in tune with this thing, like any little floating little thought that is fun will happen. It just happens. It'll just show up to answer your question.
Yeah.
So when you use all your might thinking, though, it's dimensional and it's not linear. So it cuts through linear time in a dimensional way. So for me, the first time I really had a sense of what was happening with this, I think I mentioned I was 9 years old, and I said with all my might, I will be at the next All-Star game, which happened 20 years later. And I was not only there, but I was there in a big way. But when I said it, it's the world separated. Like there was light that went out in all directions, you know, and that's when you know you're tapped into the thing that is yours to do, the passion of your heart, that creative force that gets your juices flowing in a way that it's not stoppable. You just have to do it. And
yeah.
I think looking for security or buying into, you know, money is important for necessary comforts, but if you do what you love, the money always comes.
This is so true. You know, obviously not everybody knows about your story, but, you know, if we could just really quickly kind of just brief it on it. You know, you were really young and your dad had got tickets, correct?
Yeah, I was a huge baseball fan, and I was also a huge Roberto Clemente fan. I was a really young kid when Roberto Clemente passed away. He was a great baseball player for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And like a really short story out of this, my father got tickets to go to the game, and I thought he was going to take me. He ended up taking my older brother, which kind of blew my mind.
Wow.
And
then he said, well, I'll take you to the next one. And when I asked when the next one would be, and he said, like about 20 years to a 9-year-old.
That's like a lifetime.
You don't even know what that is.
It still gives me chills listening to your story. I love it. But wait till you hear what happened. Did she ever get it out of her mind? She knew that that for sure she wanted to go. And so go fast forward.
Yeah. I didn't know what happened, but I stood in the basement of our home by the garage door and said, I will be at that next All-Star game, which all my might. I felt like a little explosion happened that day. And I wasn't quite right for the rest of the night. I just didn't know what happened. But fast forward 20 years, I'm working with somebody on a lithograph project who says, you're a musician and you write songs. And I said, yes. And he said, how would you like to write a song for the dedication for a statue for Roberto Clemente? And I said, I'd love to. When are they doing that? And he said, they're doing it at the All-Star game.
Is that?
That's crazy.
Isn't that? I know. Later. I love this story.
Yeah.
So wait, this gets better. So what did you do with those tickets? How many tickets did you have?
I got 2 tickets, and when I got the tickets, so I was at everything that year. I was at FanFest, and I met the family and everybody. It was really an extraordinary. I wasn't only there; I was there for everything. Then I had 2 tickets to the actual game. And so I called my father and I said, Dad, I've got 2 tickets for the ball game, for the All-Star game. And he said, great, what time do you want to pick me up? And I said, no, I'm going to take my brother Joe to the game, but I'll take you to the next one.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I wanted to ask you the day I heard your story, is that a tit for tat? Is that like, you know, what was your thought in that?
Did your brother love baseball as much as you, or is it just assumed that because he was the boy and you were the girl, the boy would go?
He loved it. I don't know if he was as crazy about it as I was, but he loved it. But mostly because he was the boy, he would go.
Yeah.
But he liked baseball a lot, and he used to write to Joe DiMaggio and get signed autographs, and he was a pretty big fan. But we had a blast together, and it wasn't a tit for tat really. It was more a joke. I knew my father would rather us go to the game at that point.
Right. Was that the same brother that got to go the first time?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he lucked out big time.
Exactly.
He totally lucked.
I love it. I love it. So let me ask you, you know, you say surrender is strength. Talk to us a little bit about that.
I think that the ultimate thing we can do with our minds is to learn how to get out of it, and that doesn't mean crazy, but it's to find a way to surrender our thoughts and ideas. You know, something Michael Beckwith says that I just learned recently, but I've been thinking like this a long time, was if your idea or your vision, if you can see it, is too small. So in surrendering, what I recognize is I can keep moving in the direction of, but allow it to open the way that it'll open. So my job as the human and the consciousness is to keep my feet moving and to follow direction, like surrender to the bigger thing that's probably way bigger than my mind could imagine. Just like that Roberto Clemente story in the All-Star game, I could have never imagined that it would have worked that way. Wow. I wouldn't have, even if I tried my best idea, I wouldn't have come up with that for sure.
So, Lisa, what is the advice that you would give to all of our listeners that are listening right now that, you know, how, you know, just really putting it out there? And I know that you do a lot of coaching, correct?
I do, yes. One of the things I would do is to try to create, I would say to go for that thing that you know is the reason you came here. Like, and some people will say, I don't know what that is, but, you know, you kind of do. The thing that makes you just happy and brings you alive, like brings this life into your being. And look for options instead of obstacles. Like kind of plan it out. Like, okay, if I try this, I'm going to have to be met with this, this, and this. And find 3 options around every obstacle. And I promise you, once you start thinking like that, like I am going to do this and I'm going to move forward, the universe opens up possibilities. You know, like Kim being on your show today to go speak in Simi Valley, I had no idea this beautiful thing was going to happen.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I know. I love
it's
when
so
I meet
cool.
people. And you know what? I'm really glad that you actually even mentioned that, because to me, I just every single day I go somewhere and I just look for the golden nuggets, people that have put a footprint on my life. And I love that. And really, that's where this show has taken me, you know, from my listeners to their inputs that they call up and they say, you know, you've helped me lose weight, or you've helped me with a divorce, or you've helped me get a new job. You've helped me believe in myself. That's what this is all about.
Yeah.
And that's what I got from you. I was like, oh my God, she never gave up. And that's me. I was like, I'm never like, you know, I'm like, you can't even hold me back.
Yeah. When I was younger, I remember a music teacher telling me, he drew a pyramid and he said, this bottom, the longest part is everybody who will try once. He said, just imagine everybody keep jumping. Some people will jump twice. Some people will jump 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. And it keeps getting more narrow as you get to the top. He said, you be the one that jumps that last time that puts you
I love that analogy. That's really great.
Wow, that's a great. You
and
know what?
I think of it often. I think of it all the time, and I think of a question is, does this serve my highest purpose before I jump?
You know, that's interesting because I have a girlfriend that always said, Kim, you just jump in and then figure out how to go and like how to swim or how to, you know, survive. And I at first I was like, I do? And she goes, yeah, I think about all the ways that, like, okay, should I be able to do this? And sometimes the opportunity's already gone, you know? Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I don't know which one's better, but I jump in and I go, okay, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll show up. I'll be there. I'll be, you know, like one of my girlfriends just said, can you be on my radio station? I said, it's probably like my busiest week of all weeks, but are you in a bind? You know, and she's
right.
Like, she's like, kind of. And I'm like, okay. And she goes, yeah, but I know you'll be perfect for this. I'm like, I'm there. Okay, I'll do it. I it's got to be the universe calling me. And that's how I believe my life is.
Yeah, and that's how it is. It's like, it's the thing. I remember sitting on the tarmac of an airport in a plane, waiting to go to New York City for a huge Sufi convention. I put music to the poetry of Rumi, and a whole bunch of Sufis were going to be gathered, and I was going to sing some of this music. They were coming from all over the world in a hotel in New York City. And when we got there, something had gone wrong with the arrangement. So probably like 85 people from all over the world, Nigeria, Jordan, just every place. They're all just sitting in the lobby of this hotel. I go to check into my room, and I'm told there are no rooms. And so I just made conversation. Baseball comes in again, and I said to the clerk, okay, before we get into all of that, is it the Giants or the Mets? Is it like the Giants or the Jets? Is it the Yankees or the Mets? And he just started cracking up. He says, okay, hold on, I've got a room. But it's not like the one you asked for. He ended up giving me this double-decker room suite. So the whole first floor was this big open space that these meetings could take place in.
I love it.
And when I walked in, and he said, you know, the only stipulation is nobody can stay in your room overnight. I'm like, great. When I walked in, I had an entrance on the second floor and on the third floor, because the third floor was like the bedroom and the suite, and downstairs was this great big room with a like a wet bar, and it could fit 80 people in there.
I love it.
And I went to Kabir, you know, the author translator of Rumi's Order of Sufism. He was the sheikh, and I said, check this room out. We can do this. But I sat on the tarmac, and I was thinking, it was 4 hours. And they actually turned the plane back to let people get off if they didn't want to wait any longer. And I thought, if I stay here, I know exactly what's going to happen. I'll call my friend and we'll go have dinner at this great restaurant. If I stay at home, where I was living at the time. But if I go, I'll have no idea
what the future holds. Yeah, I love
that. So you know
what?
I'm staying right here. As difficult as this seems, something cool is probably going to happen. Because I don't know.
All right.
So when you open to the unknown, like get out of the habitual patterns of thinking and acting, then you start playing in that larger field of possibility.
Love it. Lisa Ferrara, where do we find out more about you?
You could find out more at lisaferrero.com.
Okay.
And also Lisa and Erica with a K .com.
Okay, great. And thank you so much for being a guest here on our show, The Kim Pagano Show. And not only that, I'd love to have you back. I love what you're doing. I love what you're thinking.
I would be so thrilled. Thank you for your work. This is such an exciting opportunity. Thank you so much.
Thank
I'd love
you.
To come back.
Thank you so much. And share us with all the great people that you know. I always say great people know other great people.
That's
I
so
love
true.
It. And I just keep wanting to like keep blossoming out there, you know?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
All right. And say hi to Erica for me, too.
I sure will.
All right.
Thank
you.
Thank
got
you so
it.
Much.
All right. Take care. We are the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, we've got more things that we are giving away. And I'd love to do Lazy Dog Cafe right now. We've got a gift certificate for that. It's one of my favorite places. Like wherever I go, I could go anywhere. I'm like, oh, I'll take my dog and
it's
I'll go there.
It's a great staple.
It does.
It's
I just love that. You know what? And I actually, you're going to Paul Martin's. I'm going to just throw them in with it too.
Oh,
Paul Martin's gift certificate. We've got two. Give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. When we come back, we're going to be talking to my friend Matthew Shuey and Keith Fuller. We're going to be talking about the Crusher Series Wet and Wild Adventure Run, and we've got tickets for you. We want you to be involved, and we're going to find out a little bit more about that. And Jennifer?
I want to give a shout out to Surfaces USA. I don't know if our listeners have heard of them, but if you're looking to remodel your bathroom, your kitchen, or an outdoor living space, or build something, they are a great resource for any type of tile, marble, anything, any type of countertop that you're looking for. They have great designers on site to help you. It's a huge task now. It's not just square tile.
I mean, and they're giving a discount to us. Does it say that on there?
No, they don't. Oh. But they're so great. You know, they really want you to get what you love. So they're always willing to work with you, find a deal that works best for you. They're located in Oxnard. You can check out their website. It's surfacesusa.com/Oxnard or call them at 805-604-1568 and check out their huge selection of marble slabs, mosaic tile, anything that you might need for your upcoming remodel or new construction.
There you go. And tell them we sent you. I'm serious. I think there's a deal that goes along with that. So anyways, I'm always looking for those great deals. So definitely mention Kim Pagano Show. All right. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I got another pair of tickets to the Ventura County Fair. Call in right now. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
DeVoe Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to make sure everybody makes it over to the Oxnard Salsa Festival. That's going on this weekend. And, of course, the 805 Plus pageant. That's, again, tonight. Got so many things going on around here. And again, a big shout out to Ronald Reagan Library. We've got a dinner that we just went to last night. And then another one, Eagles Tribute Band and Fleetwood Mac, that is August 21st, 5 to 10. I've got tickets for somebody out there. Give us a call at 805-419-0008. Also, we are working with the Vineyard Magic at the Vineyard Pavilion Westlake Village Inn, and that is for the cancer. It's all to donate cancer and really help out and really make sure there's another birthday for all these people out here. I love it. And again, if there's anybody out there that would like to go and join this amazing magic music, fine. Wines and dining, and it's for a great cause. We'd love to hear from you. You can get we'll find out how you can get tickets. Also, if you want to donate something, definitely they're looking for everything that they that can help them, and I love that. It's a win-win. So again, joining us in our studio, we've got Matthew Shuey. He is our guru and helps me with all of my computer needs. He's like, I'm telling you, in fact, we're in the process, right, Matthew? I know, don't stress me out, right? But
I'm back.
I love it. And let me just tell you, if anybody needs any of their stuff, give me your name, your company. It's on my website. It's on all of my newsletters. You got to get one of our newsletters. It says it all that's happening right there, and it tells a little bit about all of us.
Yeah, visit www.globalwebfx.com, and I'll be more than happy to help you with any of your internet marketing needs.
There you go. All right, and of course, Keith Fuller is here in the studio. And Keith, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. So tell us about this Crusher series, Wet and Wild Adventure Run.
The Wet and Wild is the second in the series. We're real sensitive to the water, so we're going to be having it at Port Lake Piru.
Oh, okay.
And kind of already set there with the water and the mud, so I don't have to bring anything in.
Oh, that's very cool.
And we're going to be doing a series of four, maybe six races a year. Each one of them will be a little bit different, a different theme. Different difficulty level, so it's kind of something for everybody.
How far is it, or how long is it?
They're pretty much going to be 5K, which is 3.2 miles.
Okay. Oh, so that's doable for any, pretty much if you run a little bit, anyone can do a 5K.
I figure if I can do it,
yeah,
anybody can do it.
There you
now,
go.
Now, is this the same as a mud run, or is it different?
Yes, it is. It is a mud run.
It is a mud run. Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah. Oh,
so you wear your least yucky pants and shirt or your shorts or whatever, right?
You're going to get wet and you're going to get muddy.
You can get dirty.
I've never done one before, but they always sound so much fun. I might have to check this out.
I know.
And can kids do this as well?
Yeah, this one we're going to have a kids course as well. It'll be about 800 meters, but it'll still have lots of mud, lots of crawling. Some smaller obstacles for them to play in and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Nice. So tell us, Keith, tell us a little bit about who you are and how you got all this started.
Well, a friend of mine, we do like running mud runs. We have tons of friends that love them, but they always seem to be so far away. So what we did, we're just kind of just thinking one day that it would be nice if we put together a mud run series here in the county that people can count on going to and raise money for local nonprofits. So we just kind of tossed it around for probably about a year before we decided to do anything. And one day we just started building obstacles, and we found a great place to do it. We got Stock Lumber to donate a ton of lumber for us, and we put on a great run, a little over 500 runners, first run out there at the KOA campground.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
And we were able to give back a couple $1,000 from that.
And who does that go to?
That nonprofits were the Optimist Club, Santa Paula, AIM, Meals on Wheels, the FFA, and we also donated to Sergeant Sarah Starr from the Ventura Police Department.
Oh, nice. Wow. All right.
Now, when is this next event?
August 22nd.
August. I know you said that before, but I couldn't remember. Okay. That's great.
Again, now, that's August 22nd.
Now, tell us about what you do the night before race day.
Well, if we get enough people that are interested, we like to have like a pre-race party.
Okay, that's where I think I'm going to go, yeah. And I'll send my kids to the mud run.
There you go. I like it. No. Okay, so how many did you have last year?
We had it was in May, wasn't last year, and it was...
Oh, just in this May. Okay, yeah.
We're trying to do one every 3 or 4 months.
Wow, that's great.
And all different themes, so somebody can actually go to every one of them. And... what was your question again?
Well, how many people showed up at the last one?
A little over 500.
500.
Yeah. That's a lot of people in the mud.
I know. Yeah. I know. It was good.
Wow. And so do you have to swim too? Is it a swimming or because?
This one's going to have a little bit of kind of swimming.
Yeah.
The lake's pretty low.
That's I was what just going to ask, say. Is it muddy because the water's so low in Lake Piru or is it another area?
Well, where we're having it is on a lot of hard ground. A lot of trees and stuff like that. But in addition to that, we're also running along the edge of the coast of the water.
Oh, okay.
And you got to remember that water's been, that area has been underground for 30, 40 years, or underwater. And now it's exposed and it's super muddy, super deep.
You know what I would love to do is bring a metal detector. I've always wanted. I grew up water skiing, and whenever the water got really low,
I love that too.
I always wanted because you know people.
You could actually find probably
rings.
My son-in-law's ring.
See?
They got married a week and they lost it in the lake. You know, it's
oh
like
my gosh.
I think that's. Yeah. I would love to do that. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. Oh.
Yeah, we could do that too, right?
Everyone's running.
A metal detector run. Where everybody's
there. You
up.
Go.
But once they hit the water, it's not really any swimming. It's more like just kind of pushing yourself along the mud.
Oh, okay.
Wow. So what is the level of difficulty like? I mean, do people ask that? It's interesting how, Matt, have you already done this? Did you do it back in May?
I volunteered for, obstacle stations.
Okay.
And it's for people of all levels.
Okay.
Trained athletes all the way to beginners and hobbyists. It's great for everybody.
So once you get dirty and wet, right, it's like game over. Just go for it, right? I mean, to me, that's how it would be.
Right, right. That's what the beauty of it is.
Yeah, you kind of just want to be like, whatever, yeah, right?
Yeah, you just have to let it go.
We had tons of mud the last one, and one of the biggest criticisms we got was there wasn't enough mud, especially at the end. They want to hit that mud at the end
of the race. So do they get, is there like mud fights at the end and all that? I mean,
I don't know really mud fights, but they're covered in it, and that's the chance for the photo opportunities and everybody just to get crazy and smash it around. So it's fun.
I love it. Wow. Yes, Matt?
You got to check out the obstacles. They're amazing.
Okay, so tell us about those.
Well, we've got all the standards. Like we got 50 tire lengths of tire steps, which is incredibly difficult. That's going to be in super the heat up there. We got 4-foot walls to crawl over, 5-foot walls. Lake Piru has some awesome natural terrain, so we'll be going over a really steep hill, get on top there. Then we have some shipping containers that we use. We put 36-inch drainage tubes on the side of them, and you crawl up those drainage tubes and slide down a fire pole,
or you
crawl up a double stack storage containers on a tire ladder, which is just scary in itself. Get to the top of that, slide down a plastic tube into an ice bath.
There's
lots of fun stuff. Yeah.
Tom, you do a lot of these kind of things. Have you ever done a mud run?
I did the Marine Mud Run about 10 years ago down south.
How was that?
It was good.
Yeah.
But they used to scream at you.
Yeah. Right.
In the old days,
because
it was
like Marine, right?
Yeah. It was serious. They yelled and you went under the wire and they barked and it was messy, but it was fun.
Wow. I love it. You know, we need to take a really quick break. And I know you came with some tickets for my listeners, right?
That's absolutely awesome.
I know. So tell us what we have.
Well, we have we're giving away 2 tickets to Kim Pagano show listeners. And we're also giving another 2 tickets away for Kim Pagano Facebook page followers.
Ooh, awesome. All right. So, okay, so what are the tickets? When they win these tickets, what are they going to be able to do? Tell us exactly what it's going to get them.
They get a full swag bag, all the cool stuff, T-shirt, bag, everything that's inside the goodie bag. Plus, they get to run the course.
Or they get the finisher's medal when they're done.
Ah, nice. Everybody gets a nice medal.
If you finish the course.
Oh, you got to finish.
Everybody gets a T-shirt.
Everybody gets a T-shirt.
You only get a medal if you finish the course.
There you go. All right. Cool. Well, we've got.
Everybody finishes the course.
There you go. Okay. I was going to say, I was like, a little stress put on them, everybody, right now. All right. We've got tickets for you right now. Call us at 805-419-0008. We've got Wet and Wild Adventure Run. That's the Crusher Series. That's going to be August 22nd. What time does it start?
The first heat is at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Give us a call right now and get your name in for that. Also, I'd love to give away August 22nd and 23rd, same weekend. We've got Wings Over Camarillo Air Show, and we've got tickets for you. Get the family out there, too. It just depends. It's like a Need for Speed, whichever way you want to go. Give us a call right now at 805-419-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You know the bed feels warmer sleeping here alone.
The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. That's learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show right here. We are the brighter side of recovery. We're going to be talking with Linda Ferriotti, and she is an addition, and she's an addictions coach and consulting astrologer. And it's going to be so much fun. She's the founder of The Universal Mind. Also, Dan Griffin is the author of A Man's Way Through Relationships, Learning to Love and Be Loved. And so I definitely want to make sure that you all tune in for that. I do want to remind you that we are here from every Saturday from 6 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3. We want to make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And of course, there's so many ways you can win. Also, our newsletter that we want to make sure everybody gets. We're sending out to like 4,000 people now. It's great. Yeah, so we definitely want to make sure that you all have a copy of that. There's places to win there, and just share this with your friends. Also, again, we want to make sure that you are voting. We won last year, and favorites of last year and the year before, and or last year and this year, and we want to win again this year on VC Reporters.
We have until July 31st to vote for the Kim Pagano Show, so please make us your favorite again this year.
There you go. Again, we've got Matthew Shuey and Keith Fuller in our studio, and I definitely want to find out who does all the proceeds and who benefits from all this great mud racing that we're going to be doing.
Well, our primary beneficiary is Food Share of Ventura County.
Awesome. Bonnie over there. I just actually was at the Ventura Fairgrounds, and we're going to be talking, so I love that.
We have so many great ways that you can help out. It's also a food drive, bring non-perishable goods. Every registration benefits Food Share. You can also do a VIP registration, and we have custom merchandise that you can create for your own teams to tell us about.
Oh, that's
cause.
Awesome.
Wait, we need to do a Kim Pagano Show team.
So people can come out as a team and do it?
You could come out as a team, and then you can even create your own custom merchandise for your team.
That's really cool.
I like that. All right. So, you know, Matt, give out your the website just in case people don't win tickets here, that where they can find out more about it.
Visit www.thecrusherseries.com. That's spelled with a K. And we also have group discounts available for companies.
Oh, very cool.
Because
this is a great thing that you want to get.
Oh, yeah.
All
if you have
of
a
your...
running club, I mean, that's great if you want to head out there for that.
Back to the team things. Teams are the big part of it. It's all about a team, having, you know, your friends out there with you, helping each other get across the monkey bars. The last one we had like 45 different teams.
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy.
Two of the teams were over 25 people. One was just straight 25 women.
So can you, okay, Jennifer, you start.
No,
and
it's
then
not
I'll
a relay.
Finish.
It's
oh,
not a relay,
darn
right.
it.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. It's
okay.
not a relay.
All right.
But
I'm just trying to.
Any challenge that you're uncomfortable with, you can walk right around it.
Well, yeah, it's for fun. So you don't. Nobody wants you to hurt yourself to complete it. It's for fun.
We have no electrical electrocution devices
there.
Oh,
good. Thank you, Matthew. I was being reassured on that one. So.
But then once you walk up to those double-stack storage containers and you look at that and you get over the top and you finish it, you really feel like you've accomplished something because it's scary.
I think this is really good for your morals, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the sense of really developing who you are and thinking that maybe you can't do this and you end up doing it.
That's one of our big things is people tell you can't do it, but then you can. And finish it up, you're like, I just climbed that hill, or I just climbed those walls, or I just went over the top of those 2 storage containers.
What was your theory behind this? Why did you come up with this? What was your thinking?
It was just I wanted to create something where we could give a little back to local charities consistently, and then created a work environment that was really fun for everybody involved. And so what we're doing is we're getting people to working with us now in the base level that want to be involved. We're not just saying, hey, here's a bunch of money, help us out. And so what we're getting is a great base crew of people that want to make this happen.
Right. And physical theory, physical education is so important. I mean, so many people are on their computers, and this is like, get outdoors and do something.
Well, it goes back to everything that we talk about. You're setting a goal for yourself, and when you reach that goal, whether it's running a 5K or a 10K or a half marathon or completing a mud run, it's an amazing feeling that you set a goal and you attained it.
People love it. People go crazy. And that's the best photo opportunities besides the great ones you get on the obstacles is when it's all over with. You see the camaraderie of people hanging on to each other, screaming, yelling. And we have a video coming up on our website pretty next day or so, and you can see the how awesome it is when people are finished and how many people are together.
Oh, that's really
smiles.
Cool.
Yeah, I love it. All right. Again, give out that website where we can find tickets. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. We've got tickets for you. And let's get everybody out there. Let's make this huge Kim Pagano show team. And that is the Crusher Series Wet and Wild Adventure Run. That's August 22nd. And it's free registration, right? Is it free? So how much does it cost to actually enter?
It's $48 for adults and $25 for children.
Oh, that's so okay.
And you get a t-shirt, you get a swag bag. But that's a
you get a medal,
basic
right.
I mean, price it's, for an event.
And we got some great discounts going on. We'll have some Groupon coming out next week.
Ooh,
oh, that's awesome.
Okay, all right. Okay, good. We're gonna be putting it on our website and our Facebook, correct? So we can win there too.
Correct. And it's good. The address is www.thecrusherseries.com, spelled with a K.
Ooh, nice. All right. Well, we're so glad to be a part of this.
And one more quick thing, too. It is this particular run being at Lake Piru is going to benefit the community of Piru quite a bit.
Very nice.
The Piru Neighborhood Council is working with us.
Nice.
For a lot of the activities. So.
Jules Lugo.
Okay, very cool. Well, shout out to him. All right, great. And her. That was good, right? I like that. Okay, that was good. All right, well, again, you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we are at the end of our show. I know that this has gone by so fast. And again, I want to make sure we've got The Habit, one of my favorite places. And we've got take your kids there, your grandchildren there. We've got tickets for you.
Or go yourself.
Yeah, we've got a couple gift certificates we want to get out to everybody. 805-419-0008. We got to end our show. And with a moment of happiness, every accomplishment starts with a decision to try. With that, we'll see you at 2 o'clock and talk to you then. Like a river that you travel on, but there's one day.